Om Sam Saraswati Namaha. Praise to Om. We worship he who is terrible, who is formidable, who is darkness unknowable, the consecrated fire, whose greatness has spread through all existence. I am one with God. With our pure devotion, we call Agni, the light of purification, to our hearts. We call the God with a thunderbolt to our hearts. With a full heart, we call the Lord of animals, who is all existence, who is pure being in the hearts of all, the Supreme Lord who rules over all, the great Lord who is the perceivable universe, who is the offering in sacrifice, who is the most excellent and most wealthy, who is perceived as the storehouse of treasure. With the red of pure love, we worship the formidable one. With purity, we worship friendship. With great detachment, we worship the reliever of sufferings. Notice the detachment is how we worship the reliever of sufferings. Not being attached to our pain, letting it go. With most excellent actions, we worship Indra, the ruler of the pure. With great strength, we worship the Maruts, the winds of freedom. With the greatest devotion, we worship the God of efficiency. We worship the spirit of all being in the throat, the reliever of sufferings on the two sides, the great God in the liver or midsection, and the most generous Lord of animals in the heart. Yes.
Sanskrit word which corresponds with efficiency?
Sadhyan. From the root sadhu. Efficiency. It could also come from sat, truth. But it's used in the sense of sadhu as efficiency. To the hair, swaha. To the skin, I am one with God. To the blood, I am one with God. To the fat, I am one with God. To the meat, I am one with God. To the nerves, I am one with God. To the tendons, I am one with God. To the bones, I am one with God. To the seeds of life, I am one with God. To the exertion, I am one with God. To atonement, I am one with God. To effort, I am one with God. To exclude the unnecessary, I am one with God. To raise oneself up, I am one with God. To purity, I am one with God. To greater purity, I am one with God. To purity of mind, I am one with God. To purity of body, I am one with God. To purifying austerities, I am one with God. To the performer of purifying austerities, I am one with God. To the mind of purifying austerities, I am one with God. To the light of the sacrificial fire, I am one with God. To the expiation of all faults, I am one with God. To acts of purification, I am one with God. To the healing, I am one with God. To control, I am one with God. To the ultimate, I am one with God. To death, I am one with God. To the greatest divinity, I am one with God. To the lowest divinity, I am one with God. To all the gods of the universe, I am one with God. To heaven and earth, I am one with God. Thus ends the seventh chapter. And it's about union. It's about uniting in the fire. First of all, in verse 4, look at the knowledge that the Vedic rishis had of the body. They were able to distinguish, I mean, this is several millennium before the current era, and they were able to distinguish tendons and bones and nerves and meat and fat, blood and skin, hair. The exhortation is to unite through exertion and atonement and effort, excluding all that is unnecessary, and purifying ourselves and rising to greater and greater realms of purity, purification of the mind and purification of the body. And in this way, we unite with divinity. Are there any questions in chapter 7?
How do you
describe this chapter as offerings to his various manifestations. We're offering to blood and to control and to skin and blood.
Yes, Shiva is manifest in this body. This is the body of Shiva, and we are uniting with Shiva in his body. So now we get the opportunity to have a relationship with the embodiment of divinity. And this is it. This is the deity. It's not something outside. Not something apart from our own selves. This form is the deity that we're worshiping. Inside and out. And that's the knowledge, the Veda, that I am one with God. Are there other questions in chapter 7? Om Sang Saraswati Namaha.